Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Tshuva Lakol podcast, the podcast that aims to help each of us improve our tshuva efforts during the Yamim Noraim season by focusing on one or two entries from the Vidoy. And for the sin that we have sinned before you with knowledge and with deceit, we have misused knowledge and have deceived others. We have used our knowledge for the bad instead of the good. For example, the God-fearing person uses his knowledge of civil law to avoid any possibility of cheating others. The dishonest person uses his knowledge to circumvent the law so that his victims have no recourse. Tragically, we may have used our Torah knowledge to twist the halacha and take advantage of the less knowledgeable. Not only have we deceived others, we have deluded ourselves, and self-deception causes people to fall into the most dangerous traps. For the sin that we have sinned before you through inner thoughts, we have fantasized about sins we wish we could commit. We have indulged in fantasies of sins we would like to commit, if we could and if no one would know. Such fantasizing is the root of transgression. In a way, this is even worse than the act, because our imagination becomes preoccupied with sin, interfering with our learning and prayer and altering our goals. Also included in this category are thoughts that derogate the dignity or authority of Torah sages. And for the sin that we have sinned before you with knowledge and with deceit, for the sin that we have sinned before you through inner thoughts. That's it for today. Please take a moment to think about times when maybe you've fallen prey to the behavior that we discussed today. Can you think of specific examples? If so, take time to think about the damage that was done so that you can better feel genuine feelings of regret. Take time now or sometime today to articulate verbally what happened and how you regret that it happened. Is there someone with whom you need to make amends? Consider doing so. Consider reaching out and sharing with them what happened and how you regret that it happened. Ask for their forgiveness. How can you prevent these mistakes from happening again? What triggered this mistake? What can you do going forward to not let this behavior repeat itself? Spend some time today contemplating today's entries and have a meaningful and transformational day.